All right, Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on, and lots to talk to him about. And you know, it's you who call in a question. This is where we get the information from. Like, it'll fall out. It's like, ooh, we weren't supposed to know that. So don't be shy if you have a question about a favorite artist coming to Connecticut in 2026, 203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. And a lot of turkey and stuffing. And I just shot myself up as Ozempic so I could lose a little weight.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Yep. I can finally say I shoot when I do drugs.
Right. Yeah, this is the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
We haven't did that before. Now I shoot up every week. I shoot up.
So you were like a toker.
I'm still a toker.
And then I'm guessing maybe.
What song is that? I'm a toker. Steve Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Joker. Yeah.
Right, the Joker, right.
Right. And I'm guessing every now and then you drop the thing or two.
Drop what?
You know what I mean?
No.
No? I know you were dosed by the Grateful Dead.
Acid? No, I don't drop acid anymore. God.
No, but you did. Not a lot, but like every now and then?
Well, I did in college.
Okay.
Which was a gift because I decided not to be a dentist during one acid trip that I was taking.
Wow.
And I said, I don't want to be a dentist. And I dropped out of pre-dent and went into sociology and went to law school and decided to be a concert promoter instead of being a dentist like my dad. So
all on acid.
Acid was the pathway to my future.
You wouldn't be here right now. You'd be in some dentist's office.
Scraping teeth.
You'd be in Florida now.
Yes.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. You'd probably be in Florida.
You'd be retired. Now. Yeah, you would have sold your practice.
Yep. Yeah, you know, where all us old Jews go down to Florida. It's like a magnet down there for us. So I would have gone
like
down
Mecca,
there.
Like Mecca, yeah.
Yeah,
wow, it was an acid trip that brought you here.
Opened your mind.
Junior year of college.
Wow.
And I got the guts to call my father and tell my dentist father I was not going to be a dentist.
And?
Once you found the phone.
How did that go?
He was incredibly upset until Watkins Glen.
Oh.
That was the turning point. That's when he knew.
When he saw Watkins Glen on the front page of the New York Times and the Daily News, he said, oh, maybe you did make the right decision.
Son!
And how old were you then?
23.
Pretty good. Nice. You would have still been in dental school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have had another year at dental school.
Wow.
Great. Okay. So that didn't last too long. Wow. It started with an acid trip.
An acid trip. So, yeah. So I'm a toker. I used to trip, and the Dead dosed me in Waterbury one night on a two-night stand. In 72, September 72, they're playing two nights, and they gave me a Pepsi. And, you know, the secret to the Dead was never drink out of an open bottle or can backstage, because Owsley would always put something in everybody's drink to have them trip. So I took a Pepsi can, I opened the can up. It seemed like it popped when I pulled the tab, and I took one swig, and bingo, I sat down on the couch. And all of a sudden, I felt like I was in an elevator going down 100 miles an hour. And I put my arm on the knee of the manager on one side and the agent on the other side. I said, what the hell's going on here? Why are we on this elevator going down 100 miles an hour? And they looked at me and go, oh, you got dosed.
Right.
I went, oh, my gosh. I haven't done acid in a couple of years now. This is sort of scary. They said, no, don't worry about it. They put a chair on the stage. They put me right next to Jerry Garcia's speaker, and they said, just watch his fingers. So I watched all 9.5 of his fingers. And I had
snakes.
A great acid trip. And then I checked into the Waterbury Holiday Inn, because I could never drive home after that.
Oh, hell no.
And I slept it off.
In the morning, Jimmy opens up his briefcase where the money is, and it's all Monopoly money.
Right.
Well, that I would have. Yeah, I thought of doing that with Andrea Bocelli, who's blind. Well, I wouldn't know whether I'm paying real money.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Rough. Poor guy's been through enough.
I'm going to give him more.
So, did you ever? Were you a snorter at all in the '80s when everyone was snorting stuff?
'70s.
'70s. You were. Oh, so you were. You were ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I stopped. I stopped in August 14th of 1981. I remember the day I stopped. I had a Marshall Tucker show that night. So I had gotten a whole lot of coke for the band because Tucker and I did a lot of coke together.
Right.
So I got a whole lot of coke. And then
what's a whole lot of coke?
3 grams at that point.
Okay.
One for Doug Gray, one for me, and one for the rest of the band, because I was really friendly with Doug Gray.
Right. So, right. They can share.
Yeah. So I get it the night before, and I'm so excited about going, and my wife looks at me and goes, "You now have 2 children. Isn't it time that you grew up?" And I said, "Oh, can I wait till after tonight?"
Right. Yeah. We'll grow up 2 days right from now.
So I went up to Marshall Tucker's show on August 14th, 1981. Did a whole bunch of blow with them. It was great. And I got so jacked up that I couldn't even drive home. And Mike Spurndle from Toad's Place was with me. And I went out to the Brantford Motor and never came home that night. And the next day my wife told me, "It's either what goes up your nose or it's me." So I said, with 2 kids and a wife I love, that's the day I gave it up. That was it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And gained 40 pounds.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
It was a great diet. So it was. What's that, 40, almost 45 years since I stopped.
So Doug Gray was the last person you did coke with.
Yes.
Wow.
And looking at Doug today, it seems like he stopped also.
I think he did too, yes.
He gained a lot of weight also.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I think he stopped. Good for him, too.
Yeah,
in a good way, yes.
Was
it,
there,
it was bad. It was bad. It wasn't a good idea.
Who were some of the other artists that you did coke with in the
70s? A lot with the Beach Boys back in the 70s. Out in California, I used to go to their house a lot, so that was great. Of course, Allman Brothers was probably the sickest of them all. We would just spend days. But Tucker and I, in the 70s, I did a Christmas to New Year's run through New England with them, and I don't think we slept for a week.
Wow.
I was young. I was in my 20s. I can handle that.
Yeah. Yep.
Now I get tired doing nothing.
Right. It's a young person's game.
The cops are calling you now, Jimmy.
No, I don't know. Don't worry about it. I don't care. Anybody calling on my landline is too old for me to talk to.
It's Doug. He wants more.
All right, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. And a week from tomorrow, we'll be live at the Toy Drive. And we want to thank Jimmy for, you know, volunteering to do this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not an easy thing to do, to wake up in the middle of the night and drive down 95 and...
Virtually up 95.
Up 95,
that's
yes.
That's harder going uphill than downhill.
Yes, that's right. Right. Jimmy was just talking about the last group he did cocaine with was Marshall Tucker. And I found a recording of Marshall Tucker on that night.
There's smoke on your fingers.
It. It was this and pitching new business ideas until 3 a.m.
They play very fast. That's great.
Toy goes out there and plays like Eddie Van Halen.
Did the entire show in 35 minutes.
Good night. I guess you had to do coke to understand that one, huh? I know you guys never did, but it was a very good joke. Somebody must have told you.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I had my bout.
Yeah, no, Mike Hetzel, who, you know, everybody knows in Connecticut that loves concerts, sent me a text just saying, "I didn't know you did coke." I texted him back, "Everyone did." I said, "What do you mean?"
Right, like, who did it?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Yeah, really, everyone did back then.
How many times do you think you were backstage and you, like, ran into one of the artists and you just saw white all over their face and you're like, "Hey, can we wipe that?"
At least once a week.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Kiss.
Oh, Eddie Van Halen. Oh, my God. I had to come to get the piece of coke right, it was in his nose. It was like a chunk.
Like a little block.
Yeah, it was like a little block and up his nose.
In the cave.
I said, "Eddie." He didn't give a damn. He said, "Okay, no problem. I'm going up on stage." He didn't even take it out.
Yeah, that's for later.
If I take it out, I can't put it in.
Flavor saver.
That's for the first intermission.
Said, "Okay, Eddie, fine."
All right, Ralph in East Haven.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning. First of all, folks, I'd like to wish you all Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to your families. And send families.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Yes. Thank you.
My question for you, Jim, is any chance Lenny Kravitz and ZZ Top coming in to see next year? I know ZZ Top did a pop-up appearance at Big E. That caught me off guard, but I thought they might get a year-ending show that we had spoke about previously, but that didn't happen.
Well, I think we're going to get ZZ Top into Bridgeport next summer. We're talking about finding a good support act for them. Love to bring them in. Who was the other act?
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz
haven't seen him.
He is doing a tour, but I don't think he's playing Connecticut, but he is going to tour next summer. We're going to try to get him into Bridgeport if possible.
Ooh. Yeah, it's been quite a while since he's been to the state, no?
Yeah, it's been very long, and he doesn't tour that much. He's not really a touring artist.
I kind of figured that because I'd never seen anything come up over the years. I figured, like, you would know better than anybody.
You know, I never thought of that. You're right, Ralph. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, take care. Have a good day, fellas.
Have a good day. You turned Australian there.
Good day.
Have a good day.
It's a good day.
Robin in Bristol.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, I'm just trying to find out about Korn, if they're coming anywhere near Connecticut. You said last time you were on the radio that they were supposed to be coming, but when you look it up, it doesn't have them listed anywhere, like anywhere near Connecticut, mostly over in other countries.
Yeah, no, right now they're not talking about a summer tour in the States, but I think you'll end up seeing them. And if they do, we'll probably have them at Mohegan Sun would be my guess.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. Have a good day, guys.
You know, Jimmy was talking about Eddie Van Halen. Mammoth just announced they're coming to Wallingford.
Yeah, very excited about that. They're coming to the Dome at Oakdale. $32.50 tickets. Goes on sale tomorrow, and it's on March 15.
That's wild.
Excellent.
$32.50.
Yeah, nice pack. Nice, really nice ticket price. He loves the Dome. We offered him the theater. He loves stand-up. He loves GA. And the tour's called The End. I don't know why it's called The End. Does he have an album out called The End? It's sort of weird. When an artist calls the tour The End, it means The End.
Right.
I don't know why he's calling it The End.
Huh. Phil's checking now.
Right. Maybe he's trying to set a record for how many final tours.
Ruth just said it's an album.
It is an album.
Okay.
Well, thank goodness the brains in the organization figured it out.
That's right. What is that? Is that you, Jimmy?
Beatles.
Oh, it's the Beatles.
Yeah, it's the Beatles. Yeah. My ringtone.
Do you have a different song for everyone who calls you?
No, I can't figure that out.
Okay.
Maybe
I love that you picked Hello Goodbye by the Beatles for your ringtone.
Nice. I think that's a good idea, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I thought it was sort of semi-genius to come up with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's as good as I can do.
It was your first concert, and it's a song by them that says, Hello, Goodbye.
And I'm watching the anthology right now on TV.
How is it?
Right now, but I just finished the 8th episode of 9. It's just fabulous.
Really?
Everybody should watch it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's great.
Tom and Trumbull. Speaking of the Beatles.
Good morning. Hey. Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band coming to Connecticut.
No East Coast dates planned right now. Nothing. He's playing the West Coast in the spring. If he comes back east, I'm sure we'll get him because he always plays for me, so hopefully that will happen. But no East Coast dates.
How about the guests, too? You said they're coming in July. Where are they coming to?
Mohegan Sun.
Ooh.
When the tickets go on sale, before Christmas or no?
No, after Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be
Thank
July.
You very much.
Thank you. Good job, Tom.
Nice.
Getting info.
Look at you.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. What's on sale right now that we should have on our radar for holiday gifts?
By the way, I am very excited about the Guess Who reforming.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love reunion shows. They haven't been together in probably 30, 40 years.
Whoa.
Something like that. So very excited about that. Well, we have Foreigner, which you guys ran a contest on.
Yes.
And I think it's Brantford High School, something like that, is going to sing a song with Foreigner.
That's nice. Great.
That PLR did, which is wonderful. So Foreigner's next week on the 9th. Steve Martin's tomorrow. Steve Martin and Martin Short at Oakdale.
Cool.
Which is good. And Hart next Friday.
Wow. Busy.
Yeah, so it's busy. We have Almost Queen before the year's out. And John Oliver, the comedian, before the year's out. So, you know, it's busy. We close up December 19th for 2 weeks. So when we have concerts after December 19th, the staff that has to work it hates me.
Man, you're busy.
You know what's going on? Optimum is coming to do fiber for me, and they don't stop bothering me.
They're like,
Okay, and now we're three blocks away.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and they never get here.
Right, yeah. And they'll still come at 2 p.m.
Open the door!
Yeah, and they never get here, which is the worst part.
Hi, Jimmy. It's Optimum. Will Guns N' Roses be playing Connecticut?
Mike in Southington, you have a Guns N' Roses question.
Yeah, morning.
Hey!
Morning.
Hey, question. So I see, I'm looking at the dates here. MetLife is 8/12. There's some wiggle room between 8/8 and 8/16. Any chance, Jimmy?
None right now. I do have a date up in Saratoga, and I asked them to move Saratoga to Hartford, but the agent worked at Saratoga when he was a kid, so he put this show, he wouldn't move it from Saratoga. So right now, no plan.
Looks like I had to go bet on the ponies then.
It's a good place to be up there.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm heading to the Best Family Revival tonight, so that's a good show.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, that's what I wanted to bring up, Chaz. Look at that set list. Go on setlistfm.com. Really? Look at that set list. And if you love the Allman Brothers, this is the show tonight to go to.
Really?
Tomorrow, whatever it is, tonight or tomorrow night. I think it's tonight. But
tonight, look, yes, tonight.
Look at that show. No opening act. People have been asking me. They do two sets, just like the Allman Brothers did two sets. And it should be just amazing. The set list is remarkable.
Where is this?
Oakdale.
No kidding. Nice. Phil, do you have the set list?
I will look it up right now.
Yeah, it really is. You know, they say songs by Dickie Betts and Greg Allman, but it's really Allman Brothers songs that they play. And it's only Allman Brothers songs. There's no original music by the band. It's all Allman
Brothers. Oh, that's great, because no one wants to hear that from the kids.
Yes. Hopefully they're not in town yet.
They know. Like, if you look at the set list, they know.
And they're getting paid like they know.
Right. That's right.
Because if it was their original music, they'd be playing Toads.
Right.
But because they're playing Allman Brothers music, they're playing a big room like Oakdale.
Right. Right. Exactly. Hey, thank you, man. Enjoy that show.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. All right. Happy holidays.
You too. What do we got?
Yeah, just performed, it looked like, up in Buffalo. Statesboro Blues, they played. Blue Sky.
So Statesboro Blues is the first song.
It's the third. They open with Hotlanta.
Okay.
Okay, so here, set one, set two. Hotlanta. Call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday is just as bad. Statesboro Blues, Blue Sky,
wow.
Come and Go Blues, No One Left to Run With, wow. Ain't Wasting Time No More, and Dreams. Then set two, In Memory of Elizabeth Reed, Trouble No More, Southbound, Can You Fool Melissa, Seven Turns, Multicolored Lady, Backward All Begins and Ends with Whipping Post.
Whoa.
Then they do have a two-song encore, at least they did in Buffalo. Wow. Midnight Rider was the final song.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, are there any tickets available for that?
Yes, there are.
Holy crap. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show, and you're asking questions either on the phone or text 203-882-9757. Larry in Clinton. Hey, Larry.
Larry?
Yes. I'm wondering about Jethro Tull.
You know, I wondered about Jethro Tull also yesterday. So I called Jethro Tull's agent, Ian's agent, and right now he's not planning to tour the United States.
Oh.
Yeah. I was disappointed.
Yeah. What about Styx? Are they coming around again?
Styx is playing with Chicago on a summer tour, but not playing Connecticut.
Oh, darn it. Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
You as well.
All right, bunch of questions here. Let's see. When do the 2026 shows at the Meadows, Oakdale, and Bridgeport go up for sale?
They're on sale. There's some on sale already. Every one of those venues that you mentioned has some shows on sale for 2026 and more to come.
How many shows do we, the public, know about, and how many shows do you, Jimmy Coplick, know about for 2026?
I would guess that the public must know about 10 or 15, including Oakdale, and then another 10 at Mohegan Sun, and there are probably another 40 online right now.
Wow.
That will put on sale a number tomorrow. We're putting a fair amount on sale tomorrow. But overall, I would say most of the shows are now going to move into January and February on sales. But, you know, tomorrow we've got, as you mentioned, Mammoth, Lake Street Dive is Mohegan Sun going on sale. And then next week, oops, almost said an actor, shouldn't have said.
Oh, whoops. Do it again. One more time.
Who would that be?
It would be Alison Krauss. So we're working on Alison Krauss in Bridgeport, a couple other shows in Bridgeport. We'll go on sale next week. And then we really move off to January.
Nice.
Cindy from Antonia wants to know, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock is setting up some dates, but nothing in New England at this point.
George from Milford, any word on Anthrax?
No word on Anthrax, no.
AOR.
O-O-A-R. O-A-R.
I always call him AOR because this rock format in the 70s was called AOR, album-oriented rock.
You guys are still a bit AOR. ALR.
Yeah.
OAR. Now you got me doing it.
Sorry.
It's great. OAR is on sale in Bridgeport right now.
Oh, okay. Great. There you go, Brian from Norwalk.
Look at you.
Deep Purple still hitting Mohegan. Jeff from Derby wants to know.
The plan is yes, but they haven't confirmed it yet.
John in the car wants to know about the Foo Fighters.
No dates in Connecticut at all.
No Doubt.
No Doubt is just doing the Sphere. No touring plans.
Skynyrd.
Skynyrd is not playing Connecticut this summer, but they are touring, actually with Foreigner, but no Connecticut date.
Joel from Fairfield wants to know about Pat Benatar.
No touring plans for 26 at this point.
Patrick on the road.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, hi. Morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Mike.
You forgot it.
I just hang up on you. You know, I
be ready.
You got to know boom, this boom. By now. Mouthpiece, right. Be ready, and just ask your question.
There you go.
There you go. All right, Mike the Uber guy. Go ahead.
Any news on Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart is on sale right now for March 13th at Mohegan Sun.
So that'd be
sweet. Can you confirm a rumor that Anthrax asked Sammy Hagar to be a lead singer?
I can't imagine that to be true.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine either. That.
Where did you hear that?
It was all over the internet.
Internet's
so reliable.
All over.
Can't trust that internet.
No, you can't.
Sammy's pretty open about that stuff. I think if it was true, he would have made a video addressing it.
Yep.
Yeah, no, Sammy's been with it. He's been with his band doing a residency in Vegas, Sammy.
They said that he confirmed it.
The internet. The internet said.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey.
Mike, I got to go. Oh, my God. You ever have a great day, then the last two calls suck?
He was doing so well until he had that second question.
Get in, guys. Your calls are great.
Yes.
These are all awesome. Yes, Seth and Milford.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey.
Hi.
How you doing? Stuart Copeland, he has this tour called Police Deranged. I guess he does it with an orchestra. I'm wondering, Jimmy, do you see these guys coming to the States? I think he's touring overseas and coming to Canada next year.
I really don't think a lot of people would go see that show. I mean, he's the drummer. No offense against drummers, but...
Great drummer,
but I'm not sure a lot of people would... If they came to me to do the show, I don't know where I'd put it. I don't think it would draw that many people.
It sounded pretty cool. That's the only reason why I called in. I haven't heard the music yet, but I can only see it as completely opposite of the real, you know, kind of laid-back show that Sting did out in Mohegan Sun.
Right, and that's why I don't think it would draw too many people.
Yeah, right.
Because Sting draws a lot of people singing police songs.
Well, it's always Canada.
Yep. Got it. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, Seth, thank you.
You do. Thank you.
One more, Rob in Wallingford.
How you doing, guys? Just wondering if he knows anything about Metallica at the Sphere.
The rumor is they're going to play the Sphere next year, but I have no confirmation of that. I'm working on getting him into Connecticut. No
that'd
offense
be great.
Against the
that'd
field,
be an awesome
I got to get
show.
Into Connecticut. That is
yeah,
my.
That would be an awesome.
Thank you, Rob.
That is my drive for 2026 to get them.
Yeah, that's it. That's your awesome. Number one.
That is
on
my
the
number
wish
one
list.
Thing. I don't want awesome. Any more calls on this show saying when is Metallica coming in. Right. I will end it. I will get Metallica in 26.
That's true.
We can answer. Yeah. That is the call of calls all the time. When is Metallica? And I don't blame people. I don't think they played Connecticut in 27 years now.
Yeah. Wow.
The fact that you're talking about it makes me think that we're close.
I'm talking to them. We are okay. we are in discussions. We are.
You have dates that you're bouncing around?
It'll be next fall. That's how far off it would be. It'll be next fall sometime. But, you know, it's my friend Dennis, so we talk all the time about it.
Cool.
And it would be Rentschler?
It could be Rentschler, but if it's too cold, it might not be Rentschler. It matters what time of the year.
Could be Mohegan?
It would be, if not Rentschler, it would be Mohegan Sun.
Wow.
Gotcha. Ooh.
That would be some show.
Yeah, it's really. Good.
Metallica, 10,000 people.
Yep. And I don't know the last time they played an arena if it happens. And
wow.
That's the hurdle we're getting over. Tom and I are working on it together.
When do you think you'll know on that?
After the new year.
Okay.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to write that down. Question right. one, well, January.
the most asked question will now drift into 2026 now.
Right, it's not going away.
January 20.
Right, Jimmy, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, and we'll see you Friday at the Toy Drive.
Be happy. That's great. Thanks.
Thank you.